Today I'm joined by Phil Drain, who is the Director of Planning and Economy at Brentwood Council. So good morning to you.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you today?
We're doing okay, thanks, for balancing homeschooling and work life, as I'm sure many people are, but it's going okay.
Been looking in the news, Boris has been telling everybody we seem to be cracking on with the vaccines. What's happening on local level?
Yeah, it's really important, I think, that we're rolling these out as quickly as possible. As you're hearing nationally, certainly locally, there are lots and lots being rolled out on a regular basis each day. So as of last week, we were up over 5,500 being vaccinated at the Brentwood Centre. We had another 1,500 booked over the weekend. So those numbers are increasing every day, and I think it's just testament to the huge amount of effort that's going into everyone involved in that, rolling these out and making sure that we can work through all of those priority groups as we work down the list.
And is there any plans at the moment that you hear of that will be for centres to be open 24 hours? Does that look like that might be likely?
I think it's just about working through how we resource it, so making sure that the relevant nurses and staff are in place to do that. But I'm sure, as we are all keen to make sure that these are being given out as much as possible, they'll be looking at the hours to just maximise that everywhere possible. Of course, there are limitations in terms of what the NHS and others can deliver, but as we know, everything's being done to make sure that we are pushing these out as much as possible.
The testing, there are a few different places that people can be tested.
Yes, there are a number. It's complicated, we appreciate. It's sometimes difficult to kind of work through exactly where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to do. But the message is, as you often say, on our website. So please do look at that, as well as any NHS advice that's out there. You can get PCR tests at the Brentwood Centre car park. They're continuing. There are also PCR tests over at the Adult Community Learning car park in Hutton. That's after just moving over the road from the Hutton Poplars Hall car park. And the lateral flow tests continue at the Nightingale Centre in Worley for those who are asymptomatic. So the lateral flow ones are the ones where you can go if you don't have symptoms, you have a particular reason to go and have that test. That can be done. It's a different type of test than the PCR ones, which is where you do have symptoms.
The community hub, particularly difficult over the last couple of weeks, and we are looking for more support there.
Yeah, I think the first thing to say in terms of the overall numbers of COVID positive situations, that that's going down, which is encouraging. Yeah. So on the one hand, whilst, you know, things are tough, we understand it's difficult out there. The good news is that those numbers are going down. And so we just need to continue to be vigorous and careful about things, watching those kind of hospital numbers. But certainly in terms of the community hubs, they're doing a great work, trying to support people as best we can, and a huge amount of volunteers and volunteer organisations who have been assisting with that. I think the call is, again, to kind of get in touch with us, have a look on our website, and the relevant people to speak to if you are willing to volunteer and contribute to that work. And we, as a council, will best sort of lead and liaise with the relevant organisations to make sure that we can do what we can to support people. We've seen a massive increase in those seeking support over the last few weeks, which is, as you say, clearly because things are tough at the moment, and we're heading into a difficult point in the year where it's cold and dark and everyone's just feeling a little bit worse than usual. So I think it's just about supporting people as best we can physically in that way, but also talking, working through the kind of mental health aspects of the difficulties that we all face at the moment, making sure that we're supporting each other as well as the physical support we can give through the community hubs.
Yes, absolutely. And there are details, again, on Brentwood Council. If you type in mental health, it will give you a list of people that you can talk to. And I always say, if you're out there at the moment and you are feeling low, please always talk to somebody, because there is always help available. And with regards to extra food, if you're ordering food in yourself, you want to get maybe a couple of extra tins or something, you can always drop them off at the council. There is like bins there, aren't there, at the council?
That's right. Outside you can drop things off, and we store them and make sure that they get out to where they need to go. So obviously once we're back able to do the can in the van type initiative and things at supermarkets, as we have done before, I'm sure that they'll continue. But at the moment, if you're able to drop things off at the town hall, then you can do so safely by dropping it outside in the areas that are listed for that, and they get stored and circulated.
Lovely. Now, the enforcement and compliance, tell us what the council are doing and how it's actually funded, because I know you've got some COVID support officers out there, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess we're keen to make sure that for those who are breaking the rules, that it's very clearly dealt with. Those issues are few and far between. So the good news is that most people are doing what they should be doing. But yeah. For those who aren't, we do have two COVID support officers funded through an Essex County Council grant. And they've begun to start working on the following up track and trace, test and trace, and contacting those who have had positive cases in the Brentwood area. Mm. So where there hasn't been engagement with a national team, we're just making sure that people are doing what they should be doing, where they've tested positive, that they are isolating and going through that process and any support, of course, that they need in doing so. For those who are not, then that is taken further, and there are fines in place and things that we can do in terms of those people, as well as particular businesses or retail premises where there is concern that we've been visiting. So we've been doing that over the past few weeks, and that will continue.
Do you think there'll be any more added to that team, or is it just going to stay at two?
Well, I think at the moment it's about just making sure that we've got enough wider support. So, of course, whilst we've got two support officers, there are others from a national perspective. Right. And there are, of course, ongoing work that we work with the police and others to sort of maintain that monitoring of the situation. So at the moment it's about just making sure that we've got enough to do the work. I think if we're concerned that there is more work, then we would look to resource that. Lots going on, Michelle, as always. We're trying to make sure that we are continuing the work that we usually do. I think Jonathan last week mentioned the local plan examination sessions that are taking place over February, so they're available to view if you're interested on our YouTube channel. You can tune into those live as well as watch them on repeat, if you so wish. Mm-hmm. There's been a huge amount as well. I know we often update on this, but the funding grants going out to local businesses, yeah. Lots of money going out, and you can check via our social media channels the amount of money and the different grant funds that they've come out of. So we just want to make sure that people are aware of those monies. And certainly I know the message is continually going out, but if you know anyone or you are a business who is eligible for any of that support, you should be bidding for it, and we will make sure that that gets out as quickly as possible to those businesses who need that support. The other points are, you may notice there's some electric vehicle chargers down at the town hall.
Yes.
They're available for the public to use around the clock whenever they need. They're the rapid charge points, and there's a rollout of those that will be even more so over time, but you'll see that there are new charging points there as more people buy electric cars, which is kind of supporting the council's green initiative as well.